This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. At a certain point during mud season in New England, you can go to any number of restaurants and find fiddleheads on the menu. That young, small, coiled, edible plant is called the ostrich fern.
People don't know that every fern has a fiddlehead as part of their stage. So beautiful green that looks like spring green, and it doesn't have a lot of tufts on it.
Author and forester Lynn Levine cautions readers of her new fern identification book to not confuse the edible fern with two similar-looking types that don't taste as good and could cause, let's call it, digestive distress. We talked about ferns and habitats standing in the woods in Sunderland, Massachusetts.
Most people think that all ferns are alike to begin with.
You just kind of walk over them and say, oh, it's a fern.
Exactly. It's just a fern is a fern is a fern. And so many people have looked at my book and gone, I cannot believe it. They look so different from each other.
Can we go over towards the outcropping over there?
Yes.
Why don't we use your book and figure out what those might be?
So I'll take out my book so I can explain it. But the way to understand the book, which is based on how many cuts there are. And what's different about this book is it shows you, illustrated with like a scissor. Say it's once cut, that means there's a leaf, and then it's cut into just leaflets. Mm-hmm. So when you go and you find that, there's only five common ferns that are like that. So instead of all the ferns, you can just narrow it down pretty quickly to which group it is. So that's the methodology. But also how we use the words in our book are simple. There's a language for
ferns. It's a foreign language.
It's like a foreign language, exactly. So what we've done is we've provided a dictionary in the beginning of the book saying what are the words that are used in more sophisticated, I would say, fern books. And so there's this sense of coming away with your own language, being empowered. Let's go over there.
Sure.
So, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So how would you describe one of these fronds?
It's very simple in its construction. It doesn't have many cuts on each of the tiny little leaflets.
Exactly. So you got there immediately.
It has a slow taper to the top of the stalk or whatever you might call it.
Right. And if you look underneath the tallest ones,
it's a little hairy and it's a little lighter in color under the leaflets.
Yes. And right now the spore cases are starting to form.
And they almost look like little round bumps or
and
little
right ones that are the tallest.
Yep.
So that would spread the spores more, and a spore is four spores to a thread of hair. So you did a really good description.
What is it?
You want to know?
I do.
Okay, so that's my job. After you've
the book says
I would go to this silhouettes, and one of them looks the most like this once cut. So I would say Christmas fern.
So as a part of the forestry plans that you're working on, it fits naturally that you take a look at the ferns as well.
Yeah. I do an inventory of what's out there, what the flowers were, what birds do I hear, what the trees, and the lycopodiums. So I was writing down the ferns, but I didn't have a good resource to do
What's it. A lycopodium?
A lycopodium is one of the original plants, too, that was mosses and ferns and lycopodiums. And the lycopodiums and the ferns were as tall as trees 400 million years ago. My whole mission is to encourage people to go out in the woods, to get out there and look at it.
Lynn Levine's new book is called Identifying Ferns the Easy Way. This is New England Public Radio.